أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووجدك ضالا فهدى. In the previous ayats we read where Allah explained the great and honorable position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the temporary phases that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went through of difficulties and hardships, and Allah promised that the latter in this world will be much more better for you than the former, and also that the akhirat of course will be so great that this dunya will not be able to compare whatsoever, and Allah Ta'ala will give you so much that Allah will please you and you will become extremely pleased. There also Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will only be pleased when I see the last ummati of mine has entered Jannah, then I will be pleased. That also shows what great affection, feeling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his ummat. And on the other hand, we should see what is our attitude to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teachings, loving him, following in him, reading Durood Sharif, how weak and poor we are in all these matters. Then in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that did we not find you as an orphan and then we gave you refuge, we protected and looked after you. There was great detail in that also, that how Allah Ta'ala had nurtured and protected and looked after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى or paya tujhko bhatka bhatakta, and we found you that you were uninformed, that you did not have the full message of deen. Fahada pirrah sujai, then we guided you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, right from birth, and every Nabi, they never ever committed any guna whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala protected them from all gunas even before they became Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And normally Nabuwat was given around the age of 40, and the time before that is the time when a person wants to commit lot of gunas, but Allah had protected them completely. Yeah, this ayat is referring to dhalan, where there are many meanings of the word dhalan. One of the meanings is also uninformed. You are not informed of who Allah Ta'ala is, how to please Allah, how to perform namaz. That all was taught, how to make wudu, every detail of deen, it was taught later, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted that in his life. Also, one of the meanings here of dhalan is misguided. But we also, yeah, we understand, as in throughout the Quran Sharif, we cannot understand the Quran through a dictionary. That we take a translation of the Quran, or if we know Arabic, we take an Arabic dictionary and we look up the words. That is not tafsir. Tafsir is what has come down to us, what has been explained, what the meaning here is. Otherwise, like in many other places, a person will go completely astray. If he takes the dictionary meanings of words and he follows that, he will come to a complete wrong conclusion and at the peril of losing his iman also. So that was the one meaning, that you did not have the information of deen. Then we gave you all the information, the knowledge. You did not have the knowledge of deen, we gave you the knowledge of deen. The other meaning is also that we found you wandering, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go to the valleys and gorges of the mountains of Makkah Sharif, to the caves. The cave of Hira is famous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take provision with him, and as long as the provision lasted, he should stay there and worshipping Allah. But he did not know exactly who Allah is. He knew there is that one being. He knew that the idols are not our gods, that we are not controlled just by our own destinies, but there is somebody, and he should turn to Allah Ta'ala, but who it is, he did not know. So we found you wandering like this, walking in the deserts everywhere, and then we gave you the guidance, and we guided you. Interesting here also, in our own context, Haji Baipadia Rahmatullah Ali, who was, came from Amzinto, and there were times that he walked right from Amzinto to Durban along the beach, along on the along the sea. Also in that worry of his, that what is happening to the Ummah, how can the Ummah get guidance, etc. When he had a deep concern and worry, Allah accepted him for this great work of Tabligh and Dawah, by which how many thousands of people have been guided. So when a person, that is what he must have, that concern in his worry, that fikr in his worry, that what is happening in my town, what is happening in my family, how can we please Allah, how can we get to Allah, then Allah opens the ways on such a person. A person who has got that concern and fikr, Allah Ta'ala opens the ways. The world will call such a person a madman. As the Quran Sharif itself says, the non-believer should call Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he's majnoon, he's a madman. But no mad person, he's no madness. In fact, the people who call those type of people mad, they themselves are mad. And these people are rightly guided by Allah and in close contact with Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam wanted that way, how to please Allah. How can the people get hidayat, save themselves from the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala says that that we found that you did not know مَا تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That you did not know what was the kitab of Allah. You did not know what is iman, the details of it. But then we opened it up to you, and we informed you about all this. Or just like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told their father, Tallahi innaka lafi dhalalika alqadim. Oh my, our father, you are in that great anxiety of all the time of the past. So that was the condition of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other meaning of it also is that we found that you were that ball of fire of the love of Allah which was in your heart. And you wanted to express that love of Allah Ta'ala, but you did not know exactly who Allah Ta'ala, what all the details of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah in detail, and the about Akhirat, the life of Akhirat. Allah says all this then we opened up upon you. So yeah, in this ayat also Allah speaks of the great honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from an orphan where Allah Ta'ala took him, where he did not have the details of knowledge of deen. Allah Ta'ala gave him the knowledge of all the people of the past and the future. Allah Ta'ala gave him the greatest knowledge from the knowledge of Allah. Allah's knowledge is the greatest, but after that the greatest, the whole world, everyone's knowledge can be put on one side of the scale in the one pen, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's knowledge will outweigh all that. So Allah gave him this great position as well. By this we should recognize our Nabi and the great qualities he had. We should also try and bring them in us, the sunnahs also, and this concern and fikr of the ummah and of akhirat for ourselves, that also we should have within us, that how can we also we save ourselves from Allah's displeasure, from the adab of Allah Ta'ala. That is also very important for ourselves also, our families, our town people. Whatever wrong takes place, we should have this concern in our hearts, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very concerned of himself and of the ummah at large as well.